Welcome to the Industrial Talk Podcast with Scott McKenzie. Scott is a passionate industry professional dedicated to transferring cutting-edge, industry-focused innovations and trends while highlighting the men and women who keep the world moving. So put on your hard hat, grab your work boots, and let's go.
All right, let's go. Welcome to the Industrial Talk Podcast. My name is Scott McKenzie. I am so glad that you are here. We've got a great interview with a gentleman by the name of Paresh Shah, and he's going to ask that question about you. Are you a lifter? And we're going to find out more in the interview, but it is time for us to get the show on the road. So thank you once again for joining the Industrial Talk Podcast. So glad that you are here. All right. It's raining outside, by the way. All right. I'm really excited about this, and it's going to be a fairly lengthy interview. And so we're not going to spend much time on chit-chat. So we want to get right to the interview. But before we do, you know what we got to do. We got stuff to just sort of have to take care of because that's what we're all about.
Tailgate talk number one.
Okay, right off the bat, you've heard me talk about Reliability Web. Reliability Web is a great source for you, the reliability asset management professional who desires to continue to hone their craft. And I'm telling you right now, you go out there, boom, you'll find it. They don't have it. It's not invented. That's how I feel about them. They're just a fantastic organization with fantastic people. And then you can also go to Reliability Radio and find out more because we interview them too as well. And so go out there, reliabilityreb.com. They will set you straight. They're a wonderful group of people. Look and check them out.
Number two.
I've also talked about the Industrial Academy because I'm very passionate about your success. This platform is for you, and we want to make sure that you have all the tools that are necessary for you to be a success within the industrial world. So go out to the Industrial Academy, look around, see if there's a program out there for you, and let me know. Because, once again, it's 100% dedicated to your success.
Number three.
Okay, I've been doing a Grow Big series, and it's specifically about the marketing, branding, and selling of industrial services and solutions for you, and leveraging the digital space specifically to increase your market, bring about greater brand awareness, as well as, close some deals, impact that bottom line in a professional way. And one of the tools that I use is ActiveCampaign. ActiveCampaign is an email marketing tool. They've been around for a long time. It's simple. It's direct. It allows me to look at, a number of segments. It's a fantastic tool, and that's ActiveCampaign, and I've been using them for a long time. Okay, enough with that. Hope that signs everybody up and gets moving. Okay, this is Paresh Shah, and once again, what really attracted me to Mr. Paresh was the fact that he's really passionate about his purpose of preaching, I guess, the purpose of lifters. And what that means, of course, you can picture, is that that's that inside, that internal desire to really help and to be able to lift people up in a positive way. And he's going to ask that question, are you a lifter? And for me personally, I believe I am. I'm going to continue to think that I am. But he's got some mad skills, and what he is really interested in is how to innovate, of course, how to engage, build trust, and be purposeful all at once. You know, we always talk about defining that purpose in your organization or how to get the most out of individuals who are just not engaged. Well, anyway, his solutions, his approach, his focus is definitely on the Lifter Leadership Academy. So without me continue to just drone on and blah, 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 here's a gentleman by the name of Paresh Shah. He is the founder of Lifter Leadership Academy, and this interview is a lot of fun. So enjoy. All right, Paresh Shah, did I get that name right?
You got that name right.
Hey, thank you very much for joining the Industrial Talk Podcast. I am so glad that you're here. We just had a conversation prior to this this podcast, and I'm excited about the conversation, and I know the listeners of Industrial Talk will be every bit as excited because you, listeners out there, need to get in contact with Paresh in a big way. So Paresh, give us a little background on who you are and why you're so spectacular.
All righty. Well, first of all, thanks a lot, Scott. Thanks to all your listeners. And I'm just real thrilled. In our conversation prior to this, I realized you are what we call a lifter. And we're going to talk about that in a little
bit. That's right, listeners out there. I am a lifter.
You are a lifter. And lifters, by the way, we'll talk about it if you wish, are the future leaders of this planet. Okay. And I mean that in a big way. lifters are creating a whole new world. And I don't say that metaphorically. I'm saying that actually in a manifestation perspective, from a manifestation perspective, a whole new world is being created right now. And lifters are the pioneers in this world.
I love it.
So my background, Scott, is I was born in India, actually right where Gandhi lived for many years, a couple miles away. Moved to the U.S. when I was one. My dad emigrated here, lived in D.C., grew up there, and then became an engineer because I'm a techie. I love curiosity. I love solving things. And I also love music. And then you and I were talking about some of our shared music.
Hold it. You asked me, but I didn't ask you. What music do you like?
Dude, if you get me started talking about classic rock or heavy metal, this whole podcast will go into bar chords and all kinds of concert.
Okay. So we won't digress. We will continue to.
That's right. But if you need my attention, just drop in, you know, Boston, Metallica, Def Leppard, and then you get my attention again. Yep. All right.
There you go.
Great. Yes, I became an engineer, a mechanical aerospace engineer, because if you're Indian, you pretty much have two choices, a doctor or an engineer. My dad did the doctor thing, so I chose to be an engineer.
Good.
And I ended up becoming an aerospace engineering, working at what's now Northrop Grumman. So I worked in a lot of high-tech, really cool, like secret defense projects around radar systems, communications gear, things for the AWACS and F-16. So it was really, I got to work on some really cool cutting-edge stuff, like really cool stuff. So that was fun. Did that for a couple of years. But I wanted to see the bigger picture. And I was finding that many of my peers were advancing faster than me, because I happen to be a really smart technical person, a smart industrial person. And I'm like, what's with these people? They're getting upgraded faster. They're moving into management. They're getting senior roles. And I realized I needed to learn about leadership in business. And so then, just the grace and blessings I have in life, I ended up having the gift of going to Harvard Business School. I got my MBA there. And then I worked for many years basically as a top strategist, working with CEOs and major companies around issues of leadership, innovation, and basically strategy and engagement of workers and creating great customer experiences. So I did that for many years and then became an entrepreneur. I've had many technical companies that I've started over the years. Some have crashed and burned incredibly and left great splats on the wall. I'm sure you've had – have you had a good splat or two, Scott?
Oh, that's the world of entrepreneurship, but it's how you get back up, my friend. And it looks like you got back up with a head of hair, and of course, I've lost mine because of my splats.
Well, I like your hat, and the fact that
whoa, you had a hat and you didn't put it on. You had the lucky hat too. Where in the heck is it? There you go.
For you and your listeners.
Yeah, come on. I just realized I'm wearing the lucky hat, and you didn't wear the lucky hat.
We are the lucky man. I had to wear this on out of respect for you and your hat.
That's right. Live lucky, baby.
Live lucky.
Continue.
So I became an entrepreneur, started a bunch of companies. Some went great, some not so much, but that's part of the fun of not having to work for, you know, some jerk, basically.
That's right. That's right.
And we continue to have a very successful consultancy. I run a company, it's called the Non-Obvious Company. And as you can imagine, we are non-obvious because we have to solve some really tough problems. So we're an innovation company and we help companies innovate and solve some of their biggest problems using non-obvious thinking, because obvious thinking gets us into the same old stuff. So whether it be new products, new services, new experiences, new ways to engage employees. It doesn't matter. You need non-obvious thinking to solve anything. And we are globally one of the best. So that's what I've done. And in that space, have really become, you know, quite the junkie. Others would call me a guru or an expert. You know, my parents do that. I call myself a junkie because I just love what I do around fostering innovation and creating cutting-edge leadership in organizations so they can engage their workers and motivate them in today's age, which is very different from the way we all grew up.
I got to interrupt real quick. What would compel a company, Paresh, to come to you and say, hey, I'm in this condition right now, whatever that condition is, and I need solutions that are non-obvious. What would compel a CEO to say, hey, I need to think differently?
Well, 88% of CEOs are unhappy with the pace of innovation in their companies, 88%. And the top companies are expecting 50% of their revenue over the next 5 years to come from innovation. So you can see how there's a huge gap. So what compels people, frankly, I advise people not to be motivated by fear, but you know, you think of people like Andy Grove and Only the Paranoid Survive. Most people are terrified they will be disrupted by some entrepreneur like you, Scott, or one of your listeners who will come and disrupt them to smithereens. So that's one of the primary drivers for people calling us is, hey, we need to innovate. We're terrified we'll be disrupted. Our people aren't moving. We're not even generating great ideas, let alone if we generate ideas, they get killed, crushed, squashed, diluted, and we're getting crushed. So that's the number one reason.
I want to make sure the listeners understand that. What I hear you saying is that if I'm a leader, if I'm in my company and 88% of, I'm concerned, 88% of those companies out there are saying, we are not innovating fast enough.
No doubt.
You, industry, need to figure this out. So that's a huge stat, Paresh. That's a huge stat.
It's appalling.
So listen up on that. 88% not innovating fast enough. Go ahead.
That's right. And innovation is a cultural thing, Scott. As you know, you can't just wave a magic wand and go, okay, we're going to innovate today. It actually requires very specific mind shifts. And in our Lifter Leadership Academy, we have 4 specific mind shifts that I can share a few with you later if you'd like, that we have to shift into because the world is changing. As I said, lifters are creating a whole new world. And we need very specific skills and practices, right? If we play music, like I can't just shred like Eddie Van Halen the first day I pick up my Gibson Les Paul. I need to practice, right? I got to practice. Yeah. Right? You like jazz music. And so we have, just like Stephen Covey, you know, we love Stephen Covey. He created, you know, 20, 30 years ago, the 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. We've developed the 4 Lifter Mind Shifts, which are the shifts we need to have in our behaviors, our thoughts, our words, and how we operate as leaders, and specific skills in order to do that. So innovation, number one, big issue that people call us and go, oh my God, we need you.
So I hear that you got your street cred out there. You've got an incredible amount of experience out there. And I'd like to start going down the 4 mind shift. The biggest, let's put it this way. Let's go down to the biggest problems that we're facing so that the listeners understand. Let's set that expectation. These are the problems. And then we're going to then venture into some solutions.
Yes. The 4 big problems that companies are facing around the world. I'm a coach to CEOs around the world and senior executives around leadership. And also I'm a yogi. Believe it or not, somehow the world takes you into weird places, right? Like you were telling me, you ended up becoming a great podcaster kind of accidentally, right?
Yeah, I stumbled.
It's hilarious. So this engineer, this geek, this gearhead, who was an aerospace engineer, then became this business executive and coach to CEOs and keynote speaker, and I do workshops. Then what happened was the universe, spirit, God, whatever you want to call it, basically got me into becoming a junkie around consciousness, mm-hmm. around, you know, what it is that that connects us all. So I became quite the student of bringing together ancient practices. So I became a yoga teacher, a meditation junkie teacher, and I've become quite gifted at that. So mindfulness is another pillar of what has evolved for me in my journey. So it's, you know, how do you be a great technical contributor, number one, from my technical background? How do you be a great business leader from my business background? How do you innovate from bringing creativity and all this stuff together from like my music love and my work love for art? And then how do we bring mindfulness together? And what's cool is ancient practices I've studied most of the ancient traditions, spirituality, self-help, religions, etc. The ancient wisdom is now coming together, Scott, and you know this, with quantum physics to go, hey, this isn't just woo-woo stuff, right? Things like law of attraction, the power of positivity are fundamentally real. They actually change people's biology. They change your emotional state, and they change everyone and everything around you. So I'm finding bringing these things together is a really super powerful 1, 2, 3, 4 punch that the leaders who, you know, bring me in to be their coach or keynote or a workshop facilitator realize when you bring these elements together, you got a 1-2-3-4 punch that is super powerful. So the four problems that lifter leadership solve are the problems all companies are facing, and they're the biggest problems companies around the world are facing. I've done work in China, India, France, Brazil, US, you name Italy. Number one, innovation disruption. We've talked about that. People are scared, you know, bleepless, that they're going to be crushed. Number two, worker motivation is a huge problem all over the world. According to the Society of Human Resources Management, 7 out of 10 workers in America are what we call disengaged. That's just a fancy word, Scott, for they don't give up, fill in the blank. They don't give up. Okay, and think about what that means in terms of productivity and the effect they have on the other three people who actually care.
That's right. So
that's the second problem is worker engagement and motivation that lifter leadership solves. The third thing lifter leadership solves is trust and believability. Consumers today only trust 55% of companies and governments, and you can see why, given the mess we're in and all of the lack of integrity out there. And so lifter leaders are the best people to build trust, believability, and loyalty with customers and with their own employees so that they're engaged and they care and they give their all to whatever your purpose is. And the fourth thing that lifter leadership solves is social responsibility and leading with purpose, because today's workers must have purpose. A lot of people the millennials today, you know what? They're lazy. They're disengaged. They don't give a crap. No, we're leading them like we're freaking military leaders from, you know, 40 years ago. That's not going to motivate them. But if you give these people a purpose that they can believe in, Scott, you let them be authentically somehow self-expressed in some creative way that combines who they are with their job, and you demonstrate what integrity and authenticity really mean in your company, they'll walk on fire for you. Not just the millennials, the X, the Y, the Z, the boomers, everybody, because that's what the human spirit wants. And that's what's happening today. So those are the four problems, Scott. Innovation.
So go ahead. I'm sorry about that. I jumped on you because normally I summarize and I just...
All right, you go.
It's not a big deal. So we're talking innovation, you know, we're talking about worker motivation, which is just a horrible stat, 7 out of 10. Disengaged. Listen out there.
7 out of 10 people that you look at in your office building don't give a crap.
My ear's bleeding on that one. And then, of course, we've got number three. That's trust and believability, which is huge. Love that one too. And then purpose, which I'm all about. Purpose and that being in tune with that social element that exists today, whether you like it or not, listeners out there. This is truth. And what he's talking about, what Paresh is talking about, is truth. So we've got to be able to address that. We've got to be able to be adaptable out there, okay? So, Paresh, we're going to have to take a quick break here. We are up against a break. And so thank you very much for joining the Industrial Talk podcast. We will be right back.
You're listening to the Industrial Talk Podcast Network.
All right, the Industrial Talk podcast has a new sponsor by the name of ASG Energy. Now, this company helps private companies as well as public organizations of all sizes reduce energy costs through the use of commercial LED lighting technology and electrical services. Now, you know me. I'm a big fan of LED just because, well, first off, I don't have to change the lights, but on a commercial basis, oh my gosh, the energy savings is phenomenal. The reduction in maintenance costs, phenomenal. Return on investment, quick. It's incredible. And the environmental benefits, self-explanatory. So you have any questions about LED commercial lighting, you need to check out my friends at ASGEnergyLLC.com. Find out more because they know what they're doing. So check them out. All right. Welcome back to the Industrial Talk podcast. Of course, we are talking to Mr. Paresh Shah. He's dropping some truth bombs here. The last episode or the last segment, we were talking about the four big problems, and that we're talking about innovation, disruption. We're talking about worker motivation. Number three, trust and believability. And number four, purpose, and in tune with that social element. Now, I asked the question when we were on break briefly about, why don't you define what lifter means? And then we're going to go into the four lifter mindset. And then we're going to go into the seven. What are we talking about? The seven steps from a gearhead to a group.
There you go, man. How do we control some gearheads, which are typically technical people, engineers, industrial people, IT folks, scientists, into group heads, gearhead to group head, because we need to make a shift very quickly. And we'll talk about why that's essential, especially because there are 8.3 million new STEM grads, science, technology, engineering, and math, cranked out every year from China, India, US, and Russia. And there's no way you can win being just technically oriented. You need to become a leader, a group head, and that requires very specific skills, which engineers, industrial people, etc., tend to lack. And so we have part of our academy, the upgrades that leaders, that technical people need to have. But we'll get to that in a second.
Oh, so, yeah, man. You bet.
What's a lifter, you ask? Yes?
What? I mean, lifter. I get the word picture. I see it. I see individuals lifting, but what? Talk to us a little bit about that. What does that mean?
So a lifter leader is the new type of leader, Scott, who's creating a whole new world. And I'm going to use a quick metaphor to demonstrate that I'm not just BSing when I say a whole new world. So there was a time, and you and I are old enough to know, and I can tell by the gray in your hair, because I've got some gray as well.
I dye it gray. I'm 23.
So there was a time when there would be unusual people out there that knew about things like computers and mobile and things like that. And we called them geeks and nerds. And they were sort of this fringe group of people that would get together, talk about weird things. And they knew about things that people were like, I don't know what they're talking about. And the companies that embraced these people and said, you know, we need to listen to them. They seem to know stuff we don't know. Even though we don't know whether this computer thing is going to work or web is going to come, we need to embrace them, let them flourish. Take their ideas and let them really step forward. Those companies basically run the world now, and they created the Industrial Revolution. And geeks and nerds were the rock stars who created a whole new world, literally a whole new world, where I could hear a song, pull up my phone, throw it up in the air, hit Shazam, and then boom, there's the song that I didn't recognize, and I could share it with you, Scott, for free, and we can even have a Skype call like we're having for now for free. Okay. This is a whole new world that humans couldn't even imagine before, that we could be doing this, okay? Lifters are creating a whole new world that I'm saying is bigger than the internet, because they're bringing together consciousness, compassion, creativity, and a knowing that everything and everyone is connected. And it's an era of consciousness that has just arisen in the past couple of years. Just like the internet revolution was taking off, and if you could have been on the forefront of, hey, how do I build technology, and how do I bring the right people in, what skills do I need, what mindsets do I need, we have that. So lifter leaders are everyday ordinary leaders who elevate their companies by elevating their coworkers, their customers, and their community all together. And it can be a receptionist, you know, Scott, like you got a receptionist who just lifts everyone's mood after maybe a tragedy, and everyone in their building, their vibration, you talked about tone earlier in an earlier segment. Yep. Everyone's tone and their frequency actually goes up. And there's research that things like positivity, gratitude, a peaceful demeanor are higher vibrational tones. Lifters lift the tone of their organization by helping, by being servants. And so what lifters are seeing is that this whole new world is being created in contrast to an old world that's moving out. And part of what's happening in the world right now with all this chaos we're seeing politically and in our companies is this separation from an old world to a new world. In the old world, and what I learned when I was at Harvard Business School, 25 years ago, was to be very effective at hunting for customers, targeting you, capturing you, pursuing you, segmenting you, so I could have my share and the competition couldn't have any, because it was a scarcity mindset and it was a power mindset around me versus you, predator, prey, victim, victor. That model is going out so fast, it's making people's heads spin. Lifters understand you don't need to target, capture, hunt, and grab people's share of wallet. That model's old. Lifters inspire customers. We attract them. We serve them. We lift them. And in doing that, everything works. It's a whole different paradigm.
And you understand what you're talking about is, people are talking about the fourth industrial revolution, and that's all a part of this. But what's fascinating to me in the industrial market that we find ourselves in, we're slow adopters. And in this case, we're so used to hunting and gathering and conquering and, you know, absolutely, doing that stuff. Now, this is a big shift for us, right? It's a big shift. But nonetheless, it has to happen. Whether you like it or not, it's going to happen. You'll
be wiped out. By the
you'll
way,
be wiped out if you don't.
You'll be wiped out. And I'll say this, Scott, among men tend to have this more because this has been a masculine energy mindset. And as I said, I teach yoga. I'm a yogi. I teach mindfulness and awareness. And we all have masculine energy, feminine energy. Everyone has both energy forms. The world has been dominated by this masculine power dynamic. Now we're moving into the skills that we need to bring into that, which are around things like compassion, caring, creativity, intuition, nurturing.
Fascinating. And
historically have been more kind of maternal skills, more feminine skills. And I'm telling you, men especially, because there's more men in engineering, industry, et cetera. If you don't get this, you will be wiped out, just like the companies who didn't get that the internet is coming. You don't even know those companies. DEC, who's heard of the company DEC? Gone, okay? You just name these companies, they're gone. You will be gone if you don't get this.
Oh, absolutely. And that's the big risk. And okay, let's just talk about the pain. I mean, it just is what it is. Either you just embrace the pain and recognize that maybe you don't like it, but the reality is there. And either you do this, industrial people, industrial companies, or your competition's going to figure it out and you're going to be, you know, gone. And that's not what we're all about. We're all about education and bringing about, I guess, awareness of the realities of the marketplace. So,
and frankly, Scott, what we're finding is for some companies, it's not hard. They just need an awareness that, hey, this is happening. It's kind of like, hey, there's, you know, a new way to have Zoom calls with people to do conference calls, and you don't need to get together in person in a meeting. It's like, oh, I didn't know that was possible. Let me learn. So the companies that value learning, many of them, while they may be entrenched in an old mindset, they actually click very quickly when you give them a framework with the four mind shifts and you give them very specific skills. Because if you just go, hey, go out there and be positive and lift people, it's very abstract. But if you go, hey, just like 7 Habits from Stephen Covey, you know, here are some very specific four mind shifts that will change the way you think. And here are specific skills that will change the way you act. That then starts creating, you know, the shredding ability to one day, you know, play that inhale-in type of riff or whatever you're
doing. Good luck with that one. I mean, that brings back some memories. Van Halen. Good luck with the riff. Yeah. I'm all behind you on that one there, Paresh. Yeah. Okay. So they don't run out of time because this is really important to me. And a lot of the individuals that are listening to the Industrial Talk podcast are pretty much gearheads. They're industrial people. They're engineers. They're, you know, that is the individuals. Let's talk a little bit about those 7 steps, the 7, 7, 7. Explain a little bit about that, and then we're going to go and we'll go down that road.
You bet. So basically what we found, so, you know, lifter leadership applies to everybody, any industry, and it basically makes you a cutting edge leader. And what we found was for technically oriented people, Scott, you know, like you, like me, like biologists, industrial people, that there was a specific need they had to go a little bit deeper so they could really crank their careers faster and be bigger contributors and innovators. So what we did was within the lifter leadership envelope, we created what's called Gearhead to Groophead Academy. And how do you convert gearheads, which is what I'll call us for the lack of a better word, into number one, great innovators, number two, great entrepreneurs, and three, inspiring leaders. And so what we found in our research, in our own experience over the past 25 years, my business partner is a PhD biologist. She's worked in lots of scientific organizations, and scientists have the same issue. What we found is that technically oriented gearheads typically have 7 great skills. They're fantastic at the following: problem solving, being detail oriented, being analytical, being inventive, working independently, being action-oriented, and being good critical thinkers. So these are the things that we pride ourselves in. Would you resonate with those, Scott? Would you go, yeah, I'm those seven?
Except for the detailed stuff. I tend to just sort of blow those off. I should be a little bit more detailed, but now that you've highlighted my weakness. Yeah.
So what we found is those are typically the strengths of industrial people, okay, gearheads. And that's fantastic. That's why we have them in our organizations. But as often when we have strengths and coming at it from a self-help perspective, from a mindfulness and awareness, yogic perspective, often our strengths also create our biggest blind spots. And so what we have found is what we call the seven deadly career-limiting blind spots of gearheads. And those are the following seven, Scott. Number one, gearheads, industrials tend to be poor communicators, poor communications, lack of customer centricity. They're not connected, and often they despise customers, salespeople, et cetera. Oh, they don't really know what they need. That's a second problem. The third problem, many of them become micromanagers, especially early in their career, right?
Right?
Yeah, we've all worked. Yeah. Right? Makes you want to like, okay? Okay, so that's number three. Number four is gearheads, they miss the business and human trade-offs. They often get too enamored with the technical solution, but they forget there's a business solution that requires scope, cost, schedule, customer needs, etc. And the third piece of the triangle is the human trade-offs. When you're a leader, and you elevate yourself from just being a gearhead to what we call a group head, a leader, then you need to understand the human aspects. And you know what? Just, you know, people have human issues, right? They have sick children, they have emotional stuff, and gearheads are horrible, horrible, horrible relative to other groups at being compassionate and understanding how to make those trade-offs. That's the fourth one. So we have poor communications, lack of customer centricity, micromanagement, missing the business-human trade-offs. The fifth weakness that gearheads have is they're very weak at conflict management.
I'm sorry for laughing. They are.
I'm my podcast host. It's true, though. Right? Horrible.
Yeah.
The fifth one is we're uninspiring leaders. And the sixth one is gearheads have limited creativity outside of the technical domain. And so what we have done with our research and our work over the past 20 years is, you know, just like software, every now and then has to be upgraded. We've basically created the seven essential upgrades that help us move from being a gearhead to a group head. And those upgrades are the following. The first one is how to be a lifter leader, which we've already talked about, which is the umbrella way anyone needs to be a leader, whether you're a gearhead, whether you're an accountant, whether you're a creative type, it doesn't matter. Lifter leadership is universal. Number two, the seven essential upgrades. Number one, lifter leadership. Number two, how to have productive dialogue. Okay?
Interesting.
Okay? Parentheses, and here's a little tip. Listen.
Yeah. Listen. Yeah.
Gearheads don't listen.
No.
That's number two, productive dialogue. Number three, we teach strategic agility. How do you move up from the technical task to a strategic perspective? I worked with Michael Porter. He's one of the greatest strategists from Harvard Business School. He coined the term competitive advantage, value chain, positioning, all these things. And so how do you be a strategically agile leader? That's the third essential upgrade in the gearhead to group head model. The fourth upgrade is how to be a storyteller to inspire. Because as you know, Scott, in today's age, every leader needs to be a storyteller because you're competing against some really clever YouTube video that someone's looking at underneath the conference table while you're up there with your boring PowerPoint.
It's typically the cat. I'm always fascinated by funny cat videos.
Cat videos, right? Or people
who isn't?
I mean, people hurting themselves. Yeah. So we teach people how to be storytellers because you need to be a storyteller to get resources, to get budget, to sell your ideas, okay? So that's the fifth skill. The sixth one is what we call managing the human wild card.
Yep.
Speaks for itself, right? Humans are wild cards. They're random. They're not logical, practical. Mm-hmm. And so how do we do that? And then the last one kind of brings it all together is what we call gearhead to group head synthesis, bringing it all together so that you can basically take your seven skills and the strengths we have and overcome the seven deadly career limiting blind spots that limit you in income, because people who get these skills, they make more money for sure. They make you a better innovator. And as we said, 88% of companies are looking for innovators. They're dying for people who understand how to innovate. They help you engage your workers, and they want motivating leaders, and they help you, make a bigger contribution. So that's the 777, kind of like, you go to Vegas and jackpot.
That's right. Let me ask you this. And we're going to have to make this quick because we're coming up on a break. Let me ask you this. I mean, where do I start? I get it. I get the whole thing. I mean, you're talking about a huge cultural change within an organization that has been ingrained with the anti-sevens. I mean, what it is. How does an industrial company say, I like what he's saying. Where do I start?
Okay. A couple of areas I would suggest. What we can do is we can point your leaders, because those are your listeners. I'm calling them leaders because everyone's a leader, to our website, which is iamalifter.com. iamalifter, LIFTER.com /industrial podcast. And there, what we'll be able to do is you'll be able to access a couple of resources. Number one is there's a TEDx talk that I gave, which gives you a little more flavor on lifter leadership and some of the mind shifts, which mean the big changes that we need to make in terms of how we think. So that's a TED talk you'll have access to. Okay. Number two is we have two diagnostics on that website. One, to see what kind of a lifter leader you are. And secondly, a diagnostic around this gearhead to group head. How much of a group head versus gearhead are you? So you can take these free diagnostics, take a look at the video. And we also have courses on lifter leadership, both online, and we do workshops, of course, for larger clients that can bring our team in. And so we can give your team some access and previews to some of the courses around that. I've got a book forthcoming called I Am a Lifter.
Hold it. Okay, now you're rolling on. Okay, we're going to have to break because this is where I want to go. I want to go there, my friend. And we're going to talk a little bit about your book. So hang tight, you listeners out there. You are listening to the Industrial Talk Podcast.
Stay lucky.
Live lucky, baby.
And the way you live lucky is you create your own luck by learning the stuff that Scott's sharing with you.
Well, look at that. Perez Shah, that's who we're talking to. Hang tight. We will be right back. Hey, once again, this is Scott McKenzie with Industrial Talk. If you like what you're listening to, please feel free to sign up for the free podcast as well as the blogs. I'll try to keep it all relevant to your business and hopefully be able to provide some insight into what we do at Industrial Talk and what you do as a professional. Hope to see you soon. Thank you. All right, Paresh, and thank you very much once again, you listeners out there joining the Industrial Talk Podcast. So glad that you are here. And this has been a fantastic interview, as well as all the other ones that have been produced. But Paresh, let's sort of, you've been dropping boom, numbers and things like that. Can you just sort of give us a real quick parting shot on how to summarize all this fantastic content up and give people some direction and action?
You bet, buddy. You bet. So let's start with lifter leadership. Lifters are creating a whole new world. Okay. They are the pioneers. I see you've got your like safari hat behind you in this video.
Hard hat. It's a hard hat, baby.
It's a hard hat. Okay.
It's a hard hat, baby.
For adventuring in the woods.
And in
like
a lot of companies.
So lifter leadership is the future. If you want to be a leader of any type, entrepreneur, leader in any company, you must understand what's happening in the world. Just like the internet is happening, this new era is happening, and lifters get it. So there are four lifter mind shifts that help solve the four big problems that we talked about that every company is facing: innovation, worker motivation, trust and believability, and leading with purpose. And the four lifter mind shifts are as follows. Number one, the first one we call the hunt is over. We've alluded to that, right? The old days is about hunting, targeting, very aggressive, predatory, often masculine type of approach, power-driven approach. That is shifting very quickly to, that service-driven, servant, lifting, inspiring, attracting mindset. So the first mind shift we call the hunt is over. So we need to shift into this new world. The second mind shift we call truth or consequences. And that basically means we must embody by default truth and integrity in everything we do, in our products, our services, our dialogue, our experiences, our customer service, our billing, everything. And so we have very specific skills under each of these mind shifts that we train our clients in workshops and in our online curriculum, which I'll point you to, that help you basically build these skills. And it's a great resume builder, by the way, to have this. It's a great conversation piece around career because it's cutting edge, great stuff. That's a second mind shift. Truth or consequences. We must tell truth. The third mind shift we call that lifters have what's called a yes and attitude. It used to be, Scott, that when you went for a job, people would say, so are you a technical person or are you creative or are you good with people? And they'd either stick you in an industrial job if you're technical, some sort of creative thing if you're creative, or like sales if you're good with people. Lifters and companies that understand lifter leadership realize that the best innovation, and I'm telling you this as an innovation junkie, as a guru, I teach innovation all around the world. The best innovation comes from what's called intersection thinking, intersection being, when you bring different worlds together. You're doing it right now with your industrial world and your podcasting ability, and you're bringing something new to the market. So lifters have what's called a yes and attitude. For me, yes, I am technical and I'm great with people and I am creative and I play electric guitar not as great as Eddie Van Halen and I teach yoga. And by having depth in these yes and qualities, that's what great lifter leadership, that's how you create great innovation. So that's the third mind shift, having a yes and attitude. And the fourth lifter mind shift is what we call taking Invictus action. And this is inspired by Nelson Mandela. You may have seen that movie Invictus.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So basically, he redefined victory, right? Because he was going to be on the brink of a country at civil war. And he redefined victory and he took very specific actions. Because some people say, Paresh, you know what? All this stuff around positivity and love and compassion and creativity, it's all kind of like, you know, airy fairy. It doesn't, you know, it's kind of conceptual. It's kind of out there, tree hugger stuff. And I'm like, no. Let me tell you, according to the Harvard Business Review, companies that employ conscious leadership practices like lifter leadership that we teach perform 10.5 times better. 10.5 times better. So, listeners, if your CFO or your boss is not interested in this, say, hey, what if we could be 10 times better at what we do, at sales, at service, at not having failure rates? 10 times better. So this is real stuff. Because it comes from solving those big problems, innovation, engagement, social purpose, and trust and believability. So the fourth lifter mind shift is what we call Invictus action. Lifters are not touchy-feely people who are just like positive and kind of letting the world go on. No, we are activists for change, but we do it in a very concerted, systematic way that lifts our coworkers, our customers, even our vendors, our community, and therefore we lift our company and its performance. So those are the four lifter mind shifts. So I just wanted to summarize that. And then, of course, on the gearhead to groophead side, we have the 777 model, the seven strengths that industrialists like us have, the seven career-limiting blind spots, and the seven upgrades that make you a 22nd century, whatever we're calling this time we're in, leader, the type of leader every company needs, the type of leader that will resonate with today's workers.
I love it. I mean, come on, industrial listeners out there. You got to recognize that this train has left the station and it is rolling down the track,
really,
like it or not, man. And either you get on board and you try to figure it out and you try to learn as much as you possibly can, or somebody else is going to do it. And you don't want to be on that train. That train.
You'll be an artifact. You will be an artifact. You've seen people become artifact who missed the ability to stay up with technology.
Yep.
Either as individuals, they didn't learn the technology, or they as companies. I'm telling you, this is a bigger shift. It's happening faster. And the ones who get it will smoke the others. It's happening. We're doing it all over the world right now for dinosaur companies as well as leading edge companies. So dinosaur companies are getting this because they realize they have to.
Just no, they're not going to be around. Absolutely. I got you. So we've got a website out there called I Am Lifter.
I am a lifter.
I'm looking at that. I am, and that's I A M A L I F T E R.com.
That's right. / industrial podcast.
/ industrial podcast. And what you're going to get out there is you're going to get, first off, a look at his book, Paresh's book that's coming out June-ish.
Yeah, we'll have some excerpts out there in the next couple of months, but you'll get a preview of the forthcoming book published by Idea Press, and it'll be out in the Barnes & Nobles and the airports in the June-July timeframe. We'll give your listeners a free excerpt if they sign up, and we'll give them some previews of that.
Free!
I like that. There's a TEDx talk there that they asked me to give it in Hong Kong, actually. They asked me to come to Hong Kong because the people of Hong Kong felt that this message was so important that it's actually a TEDx youth talk. And typically for TEDx youth, they have young people speak. And I'm like, but I'm not a youth. Or, you know, what was that movie? I'm not a youth. What was that guy's name? That actor? My cousin Vinny.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. My cousin Vinny. Yeah, right. That's the name of it.
But they said, you know what? The young people need to hear this so that we don't need to remediate them from learning the bad habits of this old way of being. So you'll get that. And I encourage you, many of our listeners have found that their careers have been well advanced by them actually taking the video and sending it to their boss or to their head of HR or to their CEO saying, hey, I saw this TEDx talk or I heard this podcast. And I really thought that this would be valuable for our company. And we have some attributes and, you know, you might be a lifter and sharing it with their bosses and saying, what do you think about it? And that might help you calibrate where your boss or your company is in terms of their mind shifts. And dude, if they blow you off, you should look for another job, particularly if you've got years left in your career. You should, because you will be frustrated because this is accelerating very quickly. So that's the second thing. We have a diagnostic also for whether you're a lifter leader or not. Not whether you are or not. Let me be clear. One of the things we talk about is not that you are or are not a lifter. It's how do you show up in the moment? And lifters like you, Scott, tend to show up with positivity, authenticity, integrity. You've got creative ways that you help bring people together and you see the bigger picture. So lifters, it's not that you are or are not, because we're not creating a new classism. There's too much classism in the world right now. Lifters are how you show up in the moment. So we've got a diagnostic to go, hey, you know, kind of like one of those, you know, little tests you take in a magazine. And we also have one on this gearhead to groophead academy to go, where are you on that continuum of being strictly a gearhead to a groophead? Because one of the scary statistics, Scott, that really scares the crap out of many of our clients, whether they be corporate clients or individuals who are technical industrialists, is the following. Every year, 8.3 million new STEM graduates are cranked out from China, India, Russia, and the US. Science, technology, engineering, and math. 8.3 million new hungry, smart, faster, leaner, aggressive, agile people who are competing against you if you are technically oriented. And they will crush you technically. I mean, look at how fast things are happening now.
Oh, yeah.
The only way for you to survive and be a great innovator and leader and contributor to your company or even an entrepreneur, we've got all kinds of entrepreneurs and small business owners or people who have side businesses taking our course. They want to figure out how do we do this so that as they hire people, they're using the new way. And so 8.3 million new people getting cranked out every year to have your lunch. You need to learn these new skills of how to be a group head because it's the moving from IQ to EQ to what we call HQ, the human quotient. That's what's going to differentiate you. It's going to make you different from these 8.3 million. And frankly, particularly if you have certain skills, you will be able to outdo certain people from certain countries who aren't able as quickly to adapt to some of these skills. Okay?
Yeah, I like it. Man. Truth bombs, baby. Love them.
Truth bombs.
Yeah. Paresh Shah, baby. That's who you're talking to, and that's who you're listening to right now. This, I rooted around your website. That's IAMALifter.com.
IAMALifter.
And then everything that he's been talking about out there is out on that website, and it looks great. I do.
And if this resonates with you, because you talked about tone earlier, Scott. Look, as we talked about earlier, ancient wisdom is coming together with the practicalities of business and technology, which is coming together with modern science and all of that. And this is vibration we're talking about, and it's a resonance. So if this message of, hey, this lifter thing, I kind of feel like that's kind of who I am. I'm feeling that's what's happening. Then I encourage you, for your own sake, to follow through and follow your lead on this, because this is a guide, the vibration of how you feel. And when I give a keynote, there's nothing like it, Scott. I give keynotes all over the world, and I gave one in China. There was 1,000 advertising executives in this talk, and it was like watching popcorn pop, because I'm like, and lifters are positive. Lifters, you know, are servants. Lifters understand it's all about authenticity. Lifters understand that it's about we, not me. And I'm watching like people's light bulbs go off and go,
yeah,
I think I'm one of those. It's like popcorn popping. So if your popcorn is popping, thanks to Scott and bringing us together, please pursue this for your own sake, because this is what the children need to learn. This is what we all need to learn. And many of us who've grown up with that old paradigm need to relearn this new way. And if you watch my TEDx talk, you'll actually see that the way we've been operating our businesses for the past 100 years with that hunt mentality, not the hunt is over mind shift, it's actually a big mistake that was caused by Darwin. And if you watch my TEDx talk, you'll realize that the world misunderstood Darwin when he talked about survival. You know, people say, what did Charles Darwin teach the world? Survival of the fittest, natural selection, dog eat dog, competition. When you watch my TEDx talk, you're going to realize it's actually a big misunderstanding. The world has made a big mistake, and Darwin would never, ever have said that's what he wanted the world to learn. What he wanted to learn was the world to learn about what it takes for humans to survive, progress, evolve, and transcend as individuals, as teams, as communities, and the world is a whole different thing. And if you watch my TEDx talk, it'll blow your mind.
I want my mind blown. We're listening to Paresh Shah. He's rolling down some truth bombs again. Thank you very much. And remember, guys, we're going to be up. We're going to wrap this up on the other end. So stay tuned. And thank you, Paresh, for a wonderful interview. It was a lot of fun.
My pleasure, Scott. And you are, Scott, you are a lifter. I am a lifter. And if you all feel that you are, go to IamALifter.com and check it out. Okay?
You got it, my man. Thank you very much. And you guys stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Industrial Talk Podcast Network.
All right, everyone, that was Paresh Shah. I hope you enjoyed that interview. He's got some passion. You can tell he's got some passion. He's passionate about helping you become a lifter as well. You heard about how to get in contact with him. I highly recommend that you do. If you have any issues within your organization and you're trying to change that culture, Paresh is your man. And once again, I always enjoy the fact that you're here. And we are dedicating this platform to you, the industrial professional, the company as well. And it is to you that we want to make sure that you are a success in everything you do, because you are tremendous people and that you deserve what we can ever provide to make you a success. So thank you. You can contact me out there on my website at industrialtalk.com. I will respond. You can go out to Facebook. I will respond. There is a new industrial groundbreakers that we're kicking off, and we're going to try to help some college students who are looking for some mentoring, and that's out there on Facebook too. That's an industrial groundbreakers. So nonetheless, there's a plenty of things. Oh, yeah, YouTube, you know, LinkedIn, of course. So get in contact with me. I would love to be able to talk to you. Thank you very much once again for joining the Industrial Talk Podcast. And we will be back next week with another fantastic interview. I'm looking forward to that one too. And then check us out on the Go Live series or Go Big series. A lot of good stuff. 6 minutes a day. So take care and have a wonderful day.